Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held talks in Moscow this last week with an agenda that will impact the world. That's the headline. In one moment, David Dolan will join me to discuss these talks between these two world leaders.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What would you think the agenda of their conversations might have been? What topics would they probably have been talking about?
They undoubtedly discussed the war going on to the north of Israel in Syria, the fact that it's taking place right along its northern border, the fact that rockets have come into Israeli territory on a number of occasions, both from fighters against the Assad regime and on a couple occasions from the regime itself, from the Syrian military, the fact that Hezbollah is involved and Iran is heavily involved. All these things are very concerning to Israel. And of course, Russia, during the Obama administration, went from being also an observer on the sidelines to a very active player in that war. And of course, they have been the reason, their forces, that the Assad regime is not only still in power, but is stronger than it has been since the war began. So that is of grave concern to Israel. What is Russia's intentions? The issue of Iran itself and its nuclear program, Russia was a big participant in the negotiations to supposedly curb the nuclear development program in Iran. They're friends, Jimmy. They've known each other for many, many years. They've met many, many times. They probably compared notes on Donald Trump. What do you think about him? What do you think? I imagine they also, Jimmy, discussed some other issues that aren't in the Middle East, especially North Korea. The Israelis are watching the situation there very, very closely. Why are they so concerned? Because the North Koreans are working with Iran in the nuclear program. The North Koreans are very heavily involved with the Assad regime. Probably they did discuss also the Palestinian situation. The Russians do have some opinions on that. I would imagine those were the main issues.
David Dolan with a reflection on the Putin-Netanyahu talks in Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Both Russia and Israel will play a key role in the end-time events as recorded in Bible prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2 reveals that Magog, that would be modern-day Russia, Magog will lead a coalition of nations that align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel. The focus of this Middle Eastern coalition of nations, led by Russia, will be the Jewish state of Israel. Those nations want to destroy God's people in the land that He gave the Jewish people. God has a plan for the Jews in the last days. Therefore, the Lord will intercede and protect the Jewish state. That's foretold, by the way, in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6. This end-time scenario of Bible prophecy is ready now to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...